This is DJ Frederick. You found the Radio Thrift Shop. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm the proprietor, DJ Frederick. The Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online here at classicalwscs.org.
Get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
finally you. I've tried searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could,
but I'd like to get to know.
All you need to say is she went on her way, said it was all over.
Do 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 do.
Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
Well, I can't promise.
Da 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 da, I can't find the da 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 da. I can't find the time to tell you. I look at your pretty face and I fall in love with you every time I see you, yeah. Light gowns of regal lace that are flowing to the ground in a mist around you.
Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right.
Ah, da, 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 da. I can't find the time to tell you. Da 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 da. I can't find the time to tell you.
Boston band Orpheus, I Can't Find the Time to Tell You. And we started off with Spanky and our gang, Like to Get to Know You. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the proprietor, DJ Frederick, here at WSCS, where I've been broadcasting since, 1999. Not Space 1999, though. That was a second-rate series. Okay, prove me wrong. At any rate, or change my mind, whatever. Now, occasionally on Radio Thrift Shop, and it's been a while, we listen to documentaries about radio. And coming up, we're going to be hearing part one of the Hobart Radio International Interval Signal Special. It's a lovely documentary about shortwave radio and those beautiful musical tunes that are used to identify broadcasters and programs. So please stay tuned for that, coming up in just a few minutes.
Exploring science and the sea. Warmer oceans are bad news for corals. Higher temperatures can kill the living part of a coral, leaving only a bleached out skeleton. Despite appearances though, one species of coral might not be dead at all. It might be only mostly dead. And when conditions improve, it can regenerate. Researchers studied a type of coral found only in the Mediterranean Sea. In particular, they regularly checked on a large patch of coral off the coast of Spain from 2002 through 2017. At various times during that period, some of the individual coral colonies looked dead. They lost their color, and some were overgrown with algae. And some of them really were dead, but not all. The scientists found that some of the living organisms of the coral colonies, known as polyps, had gone into a sort of hibernation. The change was triggered by warmer waters during the summer months. The polyps got smaller and they pulled away from the hard skeleton. In time, though, as the temperature dropped, some of the polyps rejuvenated. They returned to normal, bringing their colonies back to life. Scientists had seen evidence of this type of behavior in ancient coral fossils, but it's the first time that modern corals were seen to come back to life. That could be a way for corals to survive our changing climate, but the researchers warn that regeneration might not last for long. Continued rises in global temperatures could be too much for the coral to handle, turning them from mostly dead to all dead. You can find images to accompany our programs on our website, scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, Radio Hobart International is a broadcaster on shortwave. They have monthly programs that are heard on various frequencies. Hobart Radio International is always a joy to listen to, and you can definitely learn more by visiting their website, hriradio.org. As discussed a few moments ago, we're going to hear a half-hour interval signal special produced by Hobart Radio International, and this is part one, so we have two more wonderful parts of this documentary to come in future editions of the Radio Thrift Shop. Here we go, over to Aussie Tim.
On air via relay partners around the globe, this show is from Hobart Radio International, down under in Australia.
Radio International is proudly on air via affiliate stations. You can hear us over shortwave on Radio Miami International on 11580 and 9955, WBCQ on 5130 and Unique Radio on 3210. You can hear us in New Zealand via World FM on 88.2 in Tawa and Soundwave FM on 107.7 and 87.8 in Napier, New Zealand.
This is Hobart Calling. From our studio in Tasmania, welcome to a special radio show like no other. We're the first to make an interval signals special. On the Interval Signal Special, we hope to take you on a trip down memory lane and showcase those interval signals you fondly remember over shortwave radio. An interval signal or tuning signal is a musical phrase or distinctive sound mainly used over shortwave radio for various reasons. Before digital readouts, the interval signal would assist the listener to tune in on an analog radio. It identifies the station even if broadcasting in another language and informs listeners that the frequency is in use. Tuning signals aren't limited to broadcasters. Ironically, number stations use them, as so do weather broadcast and time station Italy Cable. On part one of the show, let's begin going to Johannesburg in Africa.
You are tuned to the English service of Channel Africa, broadcasting to Africa from Johannesburg, South Africa.
It's hard to imagine that this superpower went off the air November 2014. The voice of Russia.
This is Moscow. You're tuned to the World Service of the Voice of Russia.
Let's go back a little bit further to before it was called the Voice of Russia to Radio Moscow, 1985. They sent me great calendars and fancy frequency schedules with pictures of scenery. Radio Bulgaria. One of my personal favourites was Radio Canada International. Here's how they sounded in 1965.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
In 1985, RCI goes electronic. And the one most people will resonate with.
Radio Canada International.
Radio Canada International.
Radio Canada International.
Radio Canada International.
Remember Radio for Peace International. They were on a few frequencies, and for us in Australia, 7445 came in well each afternoon and evening. Let's go to Radio Australia, a station loved by Europeans and Americans. As you know, funding cuts recently turned RA into a relay of domestic shows, and no original content is still made.
across Asia and the Pacific. You're listening to Radio Australia.
Let's go back in time further to the 1980s.
Australia in Melbourne, Victoria, with training information now for the next part of our program.
Hope you've been enjoying the Interval Signal Special on Hobart Radio International. We'll be back soon with more Interval Signals.
This is Hobart Radio International, broadcasting over shortwave and on FM in New Zealand.
Some people find Buddhist meditation helps to relax the body.
Others might go with the awkward positions of yoga.
There are many different ways to relax.
One way is to tune into radio. Unlike TV, radio uses the creative part of the mind.
Has your brain been fed?
Hobart Radio International provides educational radio documentaries, specials and variety shows. The website is www.hriradio.org.
Where smart people hang out. You're back on the Interval Signals Special. A station of historical importance to Australia is AFR, the Australian Forces Radio, which became established during the Vietnam War. Here's a recording of the final broadcast in 1972.
This is AFR.
The Australian Forces Radio has been operating since the 13th of November, 1969, which means we have been operating for 2 years, 3 months, and 1 day. At midnight, the playing of the national anthems of the Republic of South Vietnam and the Commonwealth of Australia will terminate AFR's transmission. It also brings to a close a period of 65 hours, 45 minutes of continuous operation since 6:15 on Saturday, the 12th of February. You have been listening to the Australian Forces radio station, AFR, broadcasting from Vung Tau on a frequency of 1040 kHz with a power output of 500 watts. This station is operated by members of the Australian Armed Forces using studios and transmitter equipment donated by the Australian Forces Overseas Fund.
Remember DX Party Line and the Andean music shows? Let's hear from HCJB Quito from 1999 using upper sideband.
From Quito, Ecuador, South America, this is the voice of the Andes, HCJB. Stay tuned for programming in English.
Let's have a listen to the interval of the voice of Turkey.
Turkey broadcasting from studios in Ankara.
You might remember this one. It's from Radio Vlaanderen International from Belgium.
Luistert naar Radio Vlaanderen Internationaal.
That was from 1998, and here's their 2005 interval.
RVI. Flanders International Radio.
Radio Netherlands needs no introduction.
The Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland, with a relay transmission via Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, directed to New Zealand on a frequency of 11,740 kilohertz and a wavelength of 25.58 meters.
Let's fast forward to a recording I made of Radio Netherlands on 12065 on the 8th of December 2004. One of my favourite stations would have to be Radio Havana, Cuba, that come in great on 6000 and have, I think, a slightly spooky beginning to their interval.
Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory in the Americas.
Speaking of spooky intervals, the voice of Korea.
This is 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 Voice of Korea.
Another station that comes in quite well here in Australia, and I think quite well into Europe and America, would be Radio New Zealand International.
This is Radio New Zealand International, now broadcasting on 15160 kilohertz in the 19 meter band. Tēnā koutou katoa.
And 1948.
September 1948. This is Radio New Zealand. The shortwave division of the New Zealand Broadcasting Service, transmitting in the 25 and 19 meter bands from ZL3 on 11.78 megacycles and ZL4 on 15.28 megacycles.
We'll be back very soon with more interval signals.
You're tuned to Hobart Radio International.
Wherever you are, however you tune in,
you're listening to the International Service of Australia.
The Voice of Tasmania. Hobart Radio International, or HRI for short.
On the web at hriradio.org.
Interval signals.
We'd like to let you know that recordings of interval signals are proudly from intervalsignals.net. And the song you're listening to is George Zamfir, The Lonely Shepherd. We're three quarters already through the show. Let's go to the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, or Swiss Info. It's Switzerland Calling, 1959.
This is Switzerland Calling. You are listening to the first of two regular daily transmissions to the North American continent by the Swiss Shortwave Service. We are broadcasting over stations HER5, frequency 11.865 megacycles, 48.66 meters. This is SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.
Let's fast forward to the millennium, the year 2000.
You're tuned to Swiss Radio International in Bern. Stay tuned for our programs to Southwest Europe in English, German, French and Italian on 15.315 megahertz.
Swiss Radio International.
The station that everyone knows, the BBC World Service. Let's start with the BBC Empire Service.
This is London calling. London calling the Australasian zone through GSD. GSD 11,750 kilocycle, 25.53 meters.
Hello, Big Ben. When I've tuned into the BBC, I don't generally hear Big Ben. Instead, I hear this. Let's now have a look at the Voice of America, aka VOA News Now. 1976.
This is the Voice of America station at Rhodes, bringing to a close this portion of today's broadcast.
But this is probably what you normally hear.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
Time's flown as it always does. We've now reached the end of the show. This is the Voice of Tasmania, Hobart Radio International, bringing you the Interval Signals Special. It's part one. We have to do a part two. We have so many more stations we didn't get to play today.
You've been listening to Hobart Radio International, 30 minutes from the Voice of Tasmania. You can keep in touch via our website, www.hriradio.org.
We hope you had a bit of a trip down memory lane and you got to hear some stations that you haven't heard over shortwave radio for quite some time. You can send us a reception report. Tell us how we sound and tell us what you thought of today's special show. hriradio@gmail.com.
We look forward to joining you again next week. Until then, thank you for listening and goodbye.
Down Under in Australia. Goodbye. Hobart Radio International. Signing off.
Writing, desktop publishing, letterpress printing, blogging, sharing. These are just some of the activities of the American Amateur Press Association, with over 75 years of living tradition and focused on the communication technology of tomorrow. The AAPA invites you to investigate more at aapainfo.org. That's aapainfo.org. Remember, follow your creative impulse. You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you. Nirvana sitar and string group. And no, that's not Kurt Cobain there. Never My Love. Before that, the New World Singers with Feeling Groovy. And we started off with The Lamp of Childhood, First Time, Last Time. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice or even once. If you'd like to communicate, the email address is djfmo@gmail.com. You can also check out our Facebook group, which is called, ironically, Free Radio Skybird. And all of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radioforall.net. Okay, I mentioned Kurt Cobain, and I've never actually played any of his music on the Radio Thrift Shop, and that is about to change right now.
Thank you. men did confront me, and I could hardly speak. They met me in a hurry, they left me tired and sore. And when I'm fit for wishing, I hope they'll come no more. Why, what for? They showed me 19 terrors, and each one struck my soul. They threw me 13 questions, each one an endless hole. 13 questions, each an endless hole. Did you see the moon last night? Hung like a Chinese ball.
Train with 13 questions, and before that, the Park Rangers from a brand new 45 7-inch RPM single, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening to this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here at WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight, so please tune in. It's great radio, even if I say so myself. Until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.